Football Today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Let's go.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
All right, and we welcome you to the Saturday mailbag, everybody. We thank everybody, as always, for contributing to the show with your emails at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. And a happy Friday afternoon to Heath Cummings. Hi, Heath.
Hi, Adam.
Hello
it's great
again.
To be here.
Are
happy,
you,
happy Saturday.
Are you excited to get to 2-2 in the For the People League?
Are you kidding me? We're down by like 40 already.
Of course we are. Who do we play against? Cup, I believe.
Wonderful. Yeah, I don't know who we played against, but I mean, our team is awful.
No, it's not.
It's really bad.
You know, let me say something. A couple weeks ago, I played against AJ Green. In two leagues on Thursday night, and he scored 3 touchdowns in the first half. And I won at least one, if not both of those matchups. I don't remember. But the bottom line is, with today's offensive environment, you're not out of it yet, unless you face, like, if you face Goff and Kupp, then just stop. You're done. But otherwise, you're okay. Oh, we didn't mention Dave's matchup against Nick Kostos. Do you have the score of that matchup?
I can pull that up real quick
if I can
remember what league it was in. That's going to be a problem because I've got 75 leagues. I believe it was in our editorial league.
Okay.
And I know it was a lot to a little.
All right, let me see if it's in Fantasy Football Today just in case. No.
Yes,
yes it is. There we go. Nick Kostos, 112 points. Dave Richard, 3 points. And Dave already started 2 people. He started Dalvin Cook in the Vikings DST. He went against Jared Goff, Adam Thielen, Brandon Cooks, and even Dan Bailey had a good game. 112-3. Dave is in the hole. So Dave, you know, Dave lost this week. That's okay. It happens. I didn't get a chance to give this stat out, and I wish I had. But I don't have this as a 100% confirmation, but I think it's right, Heath. It feels right enough to me. Big Ben's big stat. Ben Roethlisberger in primetime games over the last 3 seasons. That would be 9 games in 6-point per passing touchdown leagues. In these 9 primetime games, Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night, he is averaging 30 fantasy points per game in 6-point per passing touchdown leagues. In 4 home games on Thursday night, Sunday night, and Monday night, 37.5 fantasy points per game. That's good enough to be like the number 10 quarterback this year. Now, that's probably going to make him, like, if he did that, probably like the number 3 quarterback this week. Chris Towers said in night games since 2016, he has 27 touchdowns, 6 picks, 326.3 yards per game. He's completing 69% of his passes. This is Ben Roethlisberger. He is going to light it up on Sunday night.
Those are great stats.
Thank you. Just want everybody to know that. Coming up later, Mike McClure from Sportsline.com joins us with DFS advice, hoping to make that a weekly occurrence. Like last week, we told you, hey, you should start Latavius Murray. So we'll give you more gems like that. Mike McClure coming on Sportsline.com. It is awesome. It is a gambling /DF/ fantasy site, sports site, Sportsline.com/join. That's where you want to go and use the promo code fantasy to get $1 off your, $1 for your first month. So you'll get your first month for $1. It's only $10 a month after that. It's nothing. Sportsline.com/join, promo codes fantasy. News and notes, Heath. Jay Ajayi is going to play this week. Randall Cobb may not play this week due to a hamstring injury. What would that do if Cobb were out?
I think it'd probably open up more targets for Geronimo Allison, who has been good, but on low target totals. It would probably be good for Jimmy Graham. I don't know that it would impact Devontae Adams much.
Would it impact Ty Montgomery or Jamal Williams?
I mean, it could have a small impact on Ty Montgomery. I'm not going to feel comfortable starting any Packers running backs.
And Doug Baldwin, we don't know yet. We are waiting a word. He's yesterday.
It looks like he is playing.
You going to play? Okay. Well, that's an interesting call. We're going to play it safe, right? And not go with Baldwin for the most part.
I don't really want to start him or Lockett.
Or Lockett. Yeah, I know. Same. Yeah, I feel you. All right, let's get to some emails then. From Ed, I've enjoyed your recent discussion on Le'Veon Bell rest of season, and I realize that most leagues are redraft leagues, but if you have a few moments, can you discuss Le'Veon Bell's value in a keeper league? We keep 3 players year to year without draft pick penalty. I have to imagine He'll have high value next year unless he signs somewhere terrible, right? And if I deal Le'Veon Bell, what should I be looking for in a keeper league?
Yeah, I don't. It's going to be interesting because if it's a keeper league, it's obviously different than Dynasty. In Dynasty, where you're keeping everyone, he has quite a bit of value. If you're only keeping three players at round value, and I'm assuming he's costing you a first round pick.
No draft pick penalty. So
no
I guess,
draft pick penalty.
Yeah, you just keep three players.
Yeah, I think he's probably, like, we don't know anything. We have no idea who he's going to be playing for. We don't know what situation he's going to be in. In a random universe where I know none of these things, or this universe, because I know none of these things, I would say he's going to be a low-end number one running back next year.
And if you're in a situation where you keep three players, they're your first three picks, and you can get him for a first, second, or third round pick, like, he's going to be one of the three best players on your roster. I can't imagine a scenario where he's not a third round pick next year, or even a second round pick. But yeah, Le'Veon Bell's future is going to be pretty interesting. He was in a great situation with Pittsburgh.
And his run style specifically worked very well in Pittsburgh because they had a good offensive line. He's a very patient runner. We also call those types of runners guys that dance behind the line when they're on bad offensive lines because it doesn't work.
Right.
So the fit is important, and he needs to be on a team that throws the ball to running backs a lot.
The other angle is if he gets traded in season, I mean, the Eagles are a rumor, for example, he's going to crush the fantasy value of someone. So.
Well, it's going to crush the fantasy value of him, most likely, which is already.
I don't
crushed.
Know. If he, maybe. I mean, the Eagles are interesting because we have a history, right? Where Ajayi and Blunt shared. So let's say he went to the
Eagles. They're going to share no matter who it is.
Yes, that's true. But if he went to another team, I could see them just handing the reins over to Le'Veon Bell.
After a couple of weeks, sure. Yeah. Once he's in shape.
All right, more emails. From Reese in the heart of UT. I don't know.
Utah?
okay. I'm in college mode. I thought that was like Tennessee or Texas, like deep
what
in the heart of
UT
University of Texas. Do you think Michael Thomas could get 200 catches this year? He's on pace for it.
I do not think that he can get 200 catches this year, no.
From Nicholas, pick three in PPR. UT. That's like when people write in from VT. I always think it's Virginia Tech and that is Vermont. From Nicholas, okay, pick three PBR. I already said that. Sanders, Fuller, Ridley, John Brown.
Sanders and Fuller are the two I'm definitely starting. John Brown, I think he's okay. I don't think he's hurt. The PPR is not necessarily his best. I have them back-to-back with Ridley, but I have Brown one spot higher.
From Clay, dear Chad, Dan, and Ryan. Dolphins quarterbacks. Pennington, Marino, and the best, Ryan Tannehill. Gray the trade. Give up Mike Evans. Get Drew Brees and Alex Collins. I have Russell Wilson currently. So give up Evans, get Brees and Collins.
D+.
But you're getting a pretty big upgrade at quarterback, aren't you?
You are getting an upgrade at quarterback for the time being, yes.
How do you evaluate Wilson versus Brees rest of season?
I expect Brees to be better than Wilson rest of season.
Okay. Well, how much better?
I would like to think that when Doug Baldwin comes back, maybe Russell Wilson runs a little bit more and he's still a low-end number one quarterback. I think Brees is not going to be as good as he's been after week four. So he's more of a mid-range number one quarterback.
Next email from Corey in a town in eastern Iowa.
Man, there is a place and can I remember it? It's, I went there on vacation once and we'll talk about like weird
wow.
place for vacation.
Yeah.
It's right near the border with Illinois. It's a German town. There is a place actually called Germantown, Iowa, but that's not what it was. Anyway, Germantown.
For a while now, I'm listening in my car and Adam asks questions to the guys. I'll say my answer out loud quickly before they can answer to see how close I can come to predicting their responses. Earlier this week, I nailed it verbatim with Jamie's answer to Adam's question, how do you feel about Kirk Cousins this week? I don't love him. On yesterday's show, I earned a verbatim Heath with his answer to Adam's question, Royce Freeman or Eckler? Quote, definitely Eckler in PPR. I haven't heard Friday's show yet, so I'm giving myself one opportunity to earn a Dave during that show and take home the FFT Q&A Triple Crown for the week. Totally nerdy, I know, but commuting sucks and I need to entertain myself. Yeah, I like it. That's fun. All right, let us know if you win. Tristan in Tennessee. Dear DJ, Jordan, Justin, and Tiger.
Those are golfers.
Are they like U.S. Open or Ryder Cup or something? Or just
golfers? Amana, the Amana Colonies. That's A-M-A-N-A. That's where he's from.
Where you went to that's where you went to vacation?
Yeah.
General strategy question here. In leagues where things went perfectly and you have a dominant team off to an undefeated start, how does your thinking begin to shift towards the end of the season run? What types of players do you want on your team and which trades are you making? For example, trading a Tevin Coleman for a Kerryon Johnson or something like that. Is it too early to start thinking like that?
Yeah, I think it's probably a little bit early. I mean, if I'm 3-0, I'm more willing to take on players that I think are not producing now but still will.
Like Kerryon
Johnson. I don't worry too much this early in the season about playoff schedule.
Okay. Are there any other players that... Yeah, well, I mean, Kerryon's the best example, I think.
Sony Michel, Dalvin Cook.
Yeah. All right, cool.
We're basically just talking about buy lows.
Yeah, we are. Remember, I gave the wrong URL for Honey earlier this week. I said honey.com/FFT. It is joinhoney.com/FFT. It's free. It takes 2 clicks to install. It will save you tons of money. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/FFT. This is an add-on for your browser that searches for coupons. So when you buy stuff online, you save a bunch of money. Joinhoney.com. That's the URL. Joinhoney.com/FFT to start saving right now. Two words. Joinhoney.com/FFT. And back to the emails. This is from Jim in Willow Grove, Pennsylvania. Hey, Bobby, Rodney, Ty, and Doug. Those are Eagles quarterbacks. PPR.
I'm fired today. The Adam is on.
Josh Gordon, Sony Michel, Goodwin, or Anunua. I guess he needs one. Josh Gordon, Sony Michel, Marquise Goodwin, or Quincy Anunua.
In PPR, I'd go Anunua.
In that matchup?
That's actually not a terrible matchup for him.
For
it's
slot.
The outside receivers that get the good corners.
For Slotty McGee, Quincy Anunua. And would you start Anunua over Demaryius Thomas?
I think I probably would. He definitely has a higher floor. Thomas has a higher ceiling.
This is from Logan in a small city in Texas.
Austin is a small city.
Hey, Leslie Ron.
It's not a small town, but as far as cities goes, it's small, right?
Is it? I don't know. I thought it was a pretty big city. Hey, Leslie Ron, Andy, and Jerry. Those are Parks and Rec quarterbacks. Parks and Rec. I drafted Josh Gordon, but Julian Edelman is on the waiver wire in a non-PPR league. Should I drop Gordon for Edelman?
You say it's a non-PPR league?
Yeah, non-PPR.
I would not.
I would get both, but yeah, that like there's got to be someone on your team that you can drop for Edelman. 14 teams. This is Michael in New Rochelle. Dear Joker, Private Pile, Animal Mother, and Cowboy.
I know none of these today.
I think that these are from Full Metal Jacket. Let's take a look. Yep. Azer wins. Full Metal Jacket. The best half of a movie followed by the worst half of a movie. You ever see that movie?
I have seen that movie. I remember nothing about it.
Yeah, just watch the first half and then stop watching. Should I trade Lamar Miller and Travis Kelce for David Johnson and Jimmy Graham? Lamar Miller and Kelce for David Johnson and Jimmy Graham.
Wow. I do not believe I would do that deal.
From Steve, grade the trade in half PPR. Give O.J. Howard and Alshon Jeffrey? Jeffrey? Get O.J. Howard and Alshon. Get Eric Ebron and Robert Woods.
Hey.
Hey. So I know you'd rather have Woods than Jeffrey. Would you rather have Ebron than O.J. Howard going forward?
I would.
Okay, then it's an A. got a lot of start sit questions coming up later in the show. Miles from a suburb south of Los Angeles County.
Palm Springs.
Dear Todd, Jared, Robert, and Cooper.
Those are Rams.
Those are Rams. Heat is on. If you had the first overall pick, you could have drafted every single fantasy relevant Rams player and probably have won every week. In PPR 6 point per passing touchdown leagues, you could have drafted Gurley, Cooks, Woods, Cup, Goff, and the Rams DSD, and he gives us the combined points that you would have scored, and still had room for a running back, tight end, and kicker. We should have done that, Heath.
Yeah, that would have been a better plan than what we did.
We would have lost week 11 or 12, whenever their bye is, but yeah, should have done that. This is from Justin. PPR league with half a point per rush per carry. Trade Alex Collins. Oh, no, no, no. No, it's starter sit. Alex Collins or Kerryon Johnson this week?
I would say Collins. Dave would say Collins. Jamie would definitely say Kerryon. But Jamie's not here, so Collins.
Yes. Yeah, so take that, Jamie. Jamie is going to be like me and Heath, though. He's going to join the FFT league on FanDuel. FanDuel.com/FFT. Get in there. It's only $5. You don't need $5, and you can turn that into $500. Remember our listener who emailed us last week, or, you know, I think it was on Sunday night, he emailed us and he said, hey, I won $500. I'm from Orlando. I'm taking my kid to Disney. That was awesome. And not only did he win $500, he also won some more money in other FanDuel tournaments. So we want you to play at our tournament. It's at FanDuel.com/FFT. FanDuel.com/FFT. You will also get a $20 bonus if you're making your first deposit. So if you have not signed up on FanDuel, go to that URL, FanDuel.com/FFT, and you get a $20 bonus at that URL when you make your first deposit. But also play in other contests. Play in 50-50s if you want to play it safe where half the contest wins. Play in big tournaments and take a shot. Who are some guys? I forgot we said some good players for tournaments. So Kerryon Johnson?
Yes, I've got a very, very good. And you'll have to ask Mike what he thinks of this because I won't be here when Mike comes on.
Okay.
But I have a very, very good contrarian idea for tournaments this week.
Oh, well, please.
It's a Kenyon Drake Dolphins defense stack.
Kenyon Drake, is it a stack with only two people?
It's a stack if you put the running back and the defense together.
Why?
In my opinion. Because the two correlate. The point of a stack is having two players or more on the same team that correlate.
I hate it.
Oh, I know. That's why it's a good tournament stack.
I don't mind Kenyon Drake, but the Dolphins
DSD?
The
Dolphins defense are the... This is just listen to this opportunity and forget the team names for just one moment.
Okay.
You have a chance to play a defense that is third so far in scoring, in FanDuel scoring, amongst DSTs or any position.
Okay.
And that same defense is the cheapest defense of the week on FanDuel at $3,100.
Right.
And no one is going to play them.
True. Going against a team that has
just
a quarterback
lay a complete egg
that
against the Lions
never throws
on Sunday
interceptions. Look, it's contrarian. That's the whole point. Looks like Cameron Wake's going to be fine for this game, but they will be down two other defensive ends. But
Rashad Jones is back, too.
Rashad Jones is back. Hey, all right. All right, Heath. All right. It's a stack. Kenyon Drake, Miami DST. Anyway, you can do that at FanDuel.com/FFT. FanDuel.com/FFT. Big, big fans of FanDuel. Really, really fun stuff. And thank you all for joining the contest. We're getting good response there. And you still have time to do it. You have until kickoff on Sunday. All right, David P. from a small town outside of Detroit, Michigan.
Small town in Michigan. I've got one. I'm not as quick at this as Dave.
It's fine.
But I can definitely give you the name of a small town in Michigan. It's probably not actually a small town. But I will go with the home
Detroit
of Founders Brewing.
Oh, and what is that? Founders?
I don't know what the home of it is.
Oh, geez. Wow. Hey, George, Barack, Donald, and Bill. We know them. What percent chance do you give that Andy Dalton can be this year's Alex Smith, 2017 Alex Smith, career streamer who breaks out as a top five quarterback?
He's already done it once before, so I think that definitely increases the odds. I also think it disqualifies him, but I will say 40%.
This is from Dan in a small town near the, in the Sierra Nevada foothills. We'll let Heath off the hook here. Dear Cliff, Sammy, Norman, Coach.
Where do you think the Sierra Nevada foothills are? What state?
Well, it feels like a trap, Heath. Like, I have no idea. I mean, I would think they're in Nevada.
I'm fairly certain they're in California.
Yeah, I think they are in California. Yeah, yeah. Oh, of course they're in California.
And I think I'll say San Francisco.
Yeah, they're in California. Yeah, I knew that. Come on, Adam.
Or paradise.
You're better than that. You only knew that because there's a brewery there. Cliff, Sammy, Norman, Coach, or cheers. PPR, Kerryon Johnson, Royce Freeman, or Lamar Miller?
Lamar Miller.
From Alex. Well, we've answered this question. Mark Ingram, but do you think they run the ball a lot when Ingram comes back?
I think they run the ball slightly more, not a lot.
From Evaristo, 10-team non-PPR standard scoring, Jordan Reed has been dropped in my league. Should I drop any of the following players for Jordan Reed? Eric Ebron, Austin Eckler, or Chris Carson in a 10-team non-PPR league? He also has Olsen in IR, so you don't have to drop him.
The problem with dropping Ebron is then do you have a tight end to play this week?
No, you don't.
Because I would drop Ebron for Reed, but not if I needed to start Ebron this week.
Yeah, I mean, I might drop Eckler because he doesn't own Gordon. But Eckler's going to be so good if Gordon gets hurt. He has Howard, Connor, and Bernard.
I'd let it be.
All right. From Ruth, start 3. Hunt, Hilton, Kerryon, Breida, Drake, Stills, PPR league.
Hunt, Hilton, and...
Well, Drake.
I'll go Drake.
Right? Yeah. And the Dolphins DST. From No Name, Jordan Howard, Matt Breida, or Kerryon Johnson?
Jordan Howard.
And would you start either Breida or Kerryon over Philip Lindsay?
I would not.
From Stephanie Spiller in Roanoke, Virginia. Dear Ramsey Puck and Emeril.
Is that some TV cooking show?
I think it's just chefs.
Okay.
Who should I start? Deshaun Watson or Andy Dalton?
I'm starting, well, it depends. 6 point per pass touchdown league, I would start Dalton. 4 point, I would start Watson.
Wow, how about that little nuance there? This is from Evan in a city northwest of Chicago. Go Brewers.
In Milwaukee.
I think so. Dear Christian, Lorenzo, and Ryan.
Those are Brewers.
They are Brewers. Pick 3 in non-PPR. So sit 2 of these guys. Pick 3. Carson, Breida, Lamar Miller, Gio, Kerryon Johnson.
I'm sitting Breida and Kerryon.
Scott in Seattle. Dear Spiller, Procyse, Uzoma, and Bethard.
Yeah, you almost said that wrong, didn't you? Those are
CJs.
I mean, CJs.
Really? You struggle with that?
Listen, that's... do you want me to tell? Why don't you just say what you almost said?
No, it's not my fault. It's not my fault that Scott in Seattle capitalized the H in Bethard, okay? It almost got me to say that out loud. Standard scoring league, 4 points for passing touchdown. I drafted Stafford, and I picked up Mayfield. Then Wentz was dropped, and I picked up Wentz. Who should I start while I play this out with these three guys? Wentz, Stafford, or Baker Mayfield?
I would start Carson Wentz, because I've always been a big fan.
Yeah, this is weak. It's not a great matchup for Stafford. It's too early to trust Baker Mayfield. Go with Wentz. Caleb and Phoenix, pick 2 running backs in PPR. Tevin Coleman and Devontae Freeman will be out. Tevin Coleman, Marshawn Lynch, LeSean McCoy, Chris Carson, and Austin Eckler.
Tevin and Carson.
From No Name. Dear Blade, Azer, Blazer, and Laser. Dodgeball. 10-team half PPR. I was offered James Conner for my Alex Collins. Do I do that? Take it?
Yes.
All right. This is Bryce from Gainesville. Dear Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath. I have faced Goff and Thielen so far. I need upside at wide receiver 2. Demaryius Thomas, Keelan Cole, Tyler Boyd, and Nelson Aguilar.
Demaryius.
All right, thank you, Heath. Now, a few more emails and some tweets left, then we'll have Mike McClure on to talk DFS. Getting to a lot today. Just want to promote a few things. Ion Fantasy Football is our Saturday night radio show. CBS Sports Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern on Saturday night. until midnight Eastern. We take your phone calls. The number is 855-212-4227. It is on Sirius Channel 206. It's on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Hopefully, if not, you can listen on CBSSportsRadio.com. Fantasy Football Today on CBS Sports HQ. Oh, HQ is awesome. 24/7 live streaming. It is news. It is scores. It is highlights. It's what you grew up watching when you used to like the sports shows on TV. Really smart analysis and just tells you what you need to know from around the sports world. And Fantasy Football Today airs on CBS Sports HQ Monday through Friday at noon Eastern and Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern until kickoff. We got a lot of other podcasts you might like, especially the Pick 6 NFL podcast. Pick 6, it's called. Go to CBSSports.com/podcast, singular, for more. And watch your local NFL on CBS game on CBS All Access. So if you don't have, if you can't watch it on your TV, watch it online, on your phone, on your computer, on whatever. Go to CBS.com/NFL. CBS.com/NFL. I really hope you're taking advantage of this. You can get a free trial there. CBSSports.com/NFL. Alrighty. Dave in Kalamazoo. I drafted the Minnesota DST. Are they droppable for streamers going forward?
It's really hard to say without knowing the state of a few of their players. I hope everything, Everson Griffin gets everything figured out and is well. But I think they are.
Yeah. And Trey Waynes got hurt on Thursday night. He had a concussion. I know Xavier Rhodes got hurt. I don't know why I can't find anything on it. But, yeah, I mean, most DSTs are streamable, droppable. Minnesota was one of the few that wasn't. But they got some issues. From No Name, standard scoring, Buck Allen, Kenny Stills, Chris Godwin, or Allen Robinson?
I'll go Robinson.
Dave from a city north of Portland, but south of Tacoma.
Vancouver.
Yeah. Dear Corn, Chili, and Texas Tommy.
I'm sorry, read the names again.
Corn, Chili, and Texas Tommy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea either. Sounds delicious. Should I start Mike Williams or Sterling Shepard? I am already the Odell Beckham owner.
I'm going with Shepard.
He also says, I own Odell, so I have concerns about having them both relying on Eli Manning, who is shabby at best. Insert Adams' defense of Manning here. Nope, not going to do that. Not going to get that. Pick two flexes, 12-team non-PPR. No name on this one. Standard scoring, Alshon Jeffrey, Eckler, Sony Michel, Geronimo Allison, Kenny Stills.
I will go with Eckler.
What? Really? That's a surprise.
I don't know for sure that Sony Michel is getting... I'd probably go with Eckler and Michel.
Oh, okay. I would go with Allison over Eckler. Especially if Cobb might
I would
might
go with
sit.
Stills over Allison.
Even if Cobb's out?
Well, we don't know if Cobb's out.
What if he is?
Then I would probably go with Allison over Stills.
I think Eckler's overrated. Maybe I'm wrong. I just feel like you look at his game log. He had the touchdown catch against Buffalo. No, against who'd they play in week one? Kansas City, right? Worst defense right. in the league or best matchup in the league. Then the next two games is nothing special. I'm just not sure. He just doesn't get enough touches for me.
Well, he had 14 in week two, and that is a game.
That's what happened. Melvin Gordon got hurt. That's what happened.
Well, I think also, I don't know that Melvin Gordon was ever actually hurt enough to come out of a competitive game, but I think this game might look a little bit like Buffalo, and you see him get a larger workload in the second half.
That's a fair point. All righty. Tweets. I'm not going to say the names, just going to read the questions. Matt Ryan or Philip Rivers?
Rivers.
Mahomes or Ben?
Mahomes.
Sony Michel or John Brown, half PPR?
Half PPR... That's one I need to actually look at the projections because I think that's definitely one that would go Brown and PPR, Michelle and non. And so in half PPR, I would go 1 second.
I'd go John Brown for what it's worth.
I will too.
Josh Gordon, if he plays, or Amari Cooper, PPR?
I would probably go with Gordon.
PPR, Goodwin, Cooper, or Stills? Godwin, Cooper, or Stills, pardon me.
I'll go Godwin.
Kerryon, Breida, or Keelan Cole?
Breida.
Baldwin or Keenan Allen?
Allen.
Galladay or Will Fuller? That's a fun one.
Fuller.
Fitz or Keelan Cole, half PPR?
Ooh, man, they are...
Gut punch.
They are hitting me today. I will still go with Keelan Cole.
PPR, Cole, Boyd, or Brown? I'm guessing that's John Brown.
I'll go Boyd.
Kerryon Johnson or Sony Michel?
Sony, but they're back-to-back for me.
Josh Gordon or Alex Collins, PPR?
Collins.
Heath Cummings, ladies and gentlemen! Thank you, Heath. Thank you for taking the time. Appreciate it.
I want to hang around and talk to Mike for just a minute.
You do? Okay, good.
Let's Maybe get, not the whole time, but just for a minute.
Let's get Mike McClure on. Let's talk a little DFS. Well, hello again, Mike McClure.
How's it going?
It's going great. I am currently looking at FanDuel, FanDuel.com/FFT, and I'm going to make a little lineup here. While I do that, why don't you and Heath chat with each other? You guys have catching up to do. Go for it.
Mike, it is so good to have you back. Adam just dismissed my what I thought was brilliant contrarian strategy. And so I'm hoping that you are going to be more open to my idea.
I can't wait to hear it. If Adam dismissed it, I think it's time to fire it up. I'm willing to fade Adam Azer any chance I can.
That is fantastic. Okay, so I'm just going to not use names for a second. But if you have a running back defense combo that are both going to be less than 3% owned, they're facing a team that has been a disappointment offensively and awful against the run, and the defense has been one of the top three defenses in the NFL according to fantasy points scored and is the cheapest defense on the slate, and no one's going to play this combination. How does that sound to you?
I think it sounds pretty good.
Do you know who it is?
You've got to be talking about the Buffalo Bills or the Miami Dolphins.
I was talking about the Kenyon Drake Dolphins stack.
I definitely think that's a contrarian play, but I do like it. My only concern is the Dolphins historically have been really, really bad on the road. But you look around and you see this line for the Patriots has still been hovering at 6.5, not even really getting to that full 7. New England is in trouble here, and
no,
I do like that stack.
No, they're not. The Dolphins are in trouble here. The Dolphins are in a lot of trouble.
It's the narrative versus the numbers this week in Foxborough, because the numbers say that the Dolphins defense against the Patriots offense right now, as the Patriots offense is currently constructed, is a matchup that should favor the Dolphins. The narrative says touchdown Tom and Wild Bill will just turn things around and crush the Dolphins by 40.
I mean, I do feel that way. If we could take a more broad approach here, since we only have Mike for a limited time and Heath for a limited time. Rob Gronkowski has an amazing history against the Dolphins, and I'm excited about him. But who are some guys that you're very excited about this week in DFS and FanDuel in particular, Mike?
Well, I mean, if we're talking cash games, I think you still have to be excited about the New Orleans Saints with Breeze, Kamara, and Michael Thomas. The usage is just incredible there. So I'm definitely still excited about them. I know they're expensive, but I'm not fading at all. I'm definitely going to be playing the Saints. And I think you have to be excited about the Browns a little bit. I'm excited to see what Baker Mayfield's got. I like Jarvis Landry, and I like Antonio Callaway quite a bit there. So I'm going to be focused on the Browns and the Saints quite a bit this week.
Yeah, my core in cash this week, I think it's probably going to be centered around the Browns, Team Geo, Jared Cook, and Jarvis Landry.
Are we including Baker Mayfield?
I will have some Baker Mayfield in tournaments. I mean, yes. We're not talking about it in cash games, obviously.
No.
Look, the cap isn't super tight. There are a lot of players that, are in good spots that I'm projecting for heavy volume to where I don't think you necessarily have to drop that low at quarterback. I mean, I think it's a fine strategy in tournaments. And if I do deploy that, I'm probably going to pair him with someone like Julio Jones, who you know, people are probably going to be off of this week because of playing Michael Thomas and some of those other guys. But the pricing isn't as difficult as I thought it would be this week. So I don't think that Baker is really necessary.
Well, Giovanni Bernard or and Tevin Coleman, who's a better option? And I'm just trying to look at the well, it looks like Gio's cheaper, so may as well go with him, right? Why is he that much cheaper? He shouldn't be. He's $800 cheaper than Tevin Coleman, so shouldn't we just go with Gio?
Yeah, I think that you have to go with Gio in that spot. I mean, look, he's going to probably be double the ownership percentage there. So if you're looking to fade the ownership, I don't have a problem playing Coleman, who's also the same price as Jordan Howard. But between those two guys, yeah, you've definitely got to save that $800 and go with Gio.
Okay. What do you like about the Browns this week?
So there's a couple things I like about the Browns. Number one, they're playing the Raiders.
Yeah.
And the Raiders, you know, as we know, the Raiders don't generate any pass rush. But what I'm really most excited for is Baker Mayfield. If you watch him come into this game, you watched him in college, you know, there's been a lot of hype around him. There is just a different energy in the building and for that team, and they play with a lot of motivation, and I expect them to come out ready to play, very inspired effort. I think that this Browns team is just going to show up, and I think they're going to beat the Raiders in Oakland.
And the other great thing about the Browns is Antonio Callaway is $4,500.
That is nice. Yeah,
he's basically free.
So who are some other free guys? Because what are we talking about? Kerryon Johnson's $5,700. That's not exactly free, but not a bad tournament play. Who are some like real good bargains this week?
I think if you look at wide receiver, it's going to have to be Taylor Gabriel for the Chicago Bears. Anthony Miller is going to miss this game. And Miller actually had some pretty significant usage. He was being targeted on over 12% of his snaps, was playing a good number of snaps. So I do think that Taylor Gabriel and Tariq Cohen are going to be the two that really benefit the most. I know that we want to see Kevin White and Wims out there a little more, but I really think it's going to be concentrated to Taylor Gabriel and Tariq Cohen. So at 5K, I think Gabriel's, I wouldn't say a near must play, but he is a really, really strong play along with Antonio Callaway if we're talking 5K and under wide receivers.
And if you're looking for a punt at running back and you do think that this Browns offense could put up a ton of points on the Raiders, I think Jalen Richard at 4,600 is one of the better cheap running back tournament plays.
Where do you feel like you need a stud? Do you need a high priced wide receiver or running back?
I mean, I think that you probably need to play one of Kamara or Michael Thomas this week. I would look in cash games. I'm probably going to end up with both of them. Yeah. But I think it would be kind of silly to not at least have one of them in your lineup.
Okay. That's a good point, especially since the Giants won't have Olivier Vernon or Eli Apple. I'm just looking at some guys with some interesting prices. Alshon Jeffrey, if he doesn't play, how do we feel about Nelson Aguilar at 6,300?
I do like Nelson Aguilar there. I think that what I would be doing in that situation is I would be playing him as a pivot away from someone like Calvin Ridley, who just exploded last week for 3 touchdowns. Ridley's probably still going to garner some ownership percent. And I would be fine, you know, if Jeffrey is out, I would be fine pivoting away from the high ownership there to Nelson Aguilar in that situation.
How do we feel about Mike Williams at the same price, 6,300?
Look, I like Mike Williams also here. I've got him projected for quite a few targets. It's definitely his time to shine here for the Chargers. Great matchup for him. I guess my concern is maybe the game script a little bit. If Melvin Gordon runs wild here, I don't really project this to be a game where they're going to need to be throwing down the field late in the game. So I think it's certainly a tournament-only play for me.
Heath, is there anything you would like to add?
I am just so happy that Mike validated my Kenyon Drake Dolphins defense. We should probably talk about the rest of the defenses. I'm planning on playing a lot of the Chargers at 4,400, and I'm probably going to have both some of Dallas and Ezekiel Elliott together and some of Kerryon and Detroit together.
Yes, I definitely agree with you there. I am more on the Cowboys than I am on the Lions in this
game.
Me too. I've got a pickup on Sportsline, by the way, for this game. Kind of probably just gave it away there telling you that I like the Cowboys, but I will definitely have some Cowboys defense, and I'm also going to have the Browns defense quite a bit. And, you know, we typically pair a running back defense combo together, I have no problem pairing Jarvis Landry and Antonio Callaway and the Browns defense together. You know, look, I think that the Raiders might put up some points here, but Derek Carr is good for at least one, maybe two interceptions in this game. I think this Browns defense, I mean, I can't call them underrated. You know, we think pretty highly of them at this point, but I do believe that they are a very good team. And again, the Baker Mayfield effect, I really, really high on the Browns this week. I will be playing their defense at 3,500.
Interesting. Yeah, they do have a good defense. All right, let's do that. Because I am struggling to find a good player. I'm making my lineup now, and it has Philip Rivers, who I just think is going to destroy an injury-riddled Niners secondary, Giovanni Bernard, James White, Michael Thomas. You said I had to have Michael Thomas, so I have Michael Thomas. Sterling Shepard and Kenny Galladay. I have Rob Gronkowski, and I had the Jaguars DST, but I'm going to go from the Jaguars down to the Browns. Oh, boy, does that give me a lot of money. 7,100. Finish out my lineup with... I think I'm going to go... Can I go with a double tight end set and go with Zach Ertz over like...
Have you been listening to us at all?
Carlos Hyde? What? What?
Did you say you already have Jarvis Landry in your lineup?
No, I don't. I don't.
And I you have 7,100. Jarvis Landry in.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, he's virtually a lock to see double digits.
Yes,
targets.
Yes, I agree. That's a obvious. I mean, I think Ertz and Landry are pretty similar, to be honest with you. But I will respect your Browns love and go with. Oh, I like this team.
I love Ertz. I want to have some Gronk exposure this weekend, but I have a hard time playing Gronk over Ertz because I have Ertz projected for more points, and he's $1,000 cheaper.
I'm right there with you, but I will say, Adam, to your point there, in a tournament, if you are sold on Gronk being tight end number one and you still like Hurts, definitely play both of them together there because that's going to give you some differentiation from the field if you're trying to win a large tournament anyway, because that is not going to be a popular combination on this slate.
I feel pretty comfortable with the advice we've given. Is there anything else you guys would like to contribute?
I think that's all. I'm good.
Okay. I like Chris Carson on DraftKings if you play there.
Thank you very much, Heath Cummings. Thank you very much, Mike McClure. Go to sportsline.com/join and use the promo code fantasy, or you can use the promo code Mike if you want to support Mike McClure. M-I-K-E. That's fun. I want my own personalized promo code. And you get your first month for $1. Guys, have a great weekend. Everybody, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you on Sunday night with the recap. It's all right. We got Le'Veon Bell.
When I wake up in the morning, CBS gives out a warning about a Giants banged up offensive line. Injury to Brandon Cooks, and before I even look, my opponent grabbed his backup off the waiver wire. It's alright, I've got Le'Veon Bell. If it lose Desert Flex, I know I'm in a mess. Well, I better do my homework tonight. Reading Jamie Starter Sid, they say chart is legit. Heath and Adam shared a team, it was a dumpster fire. It's alright.